It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, September 18th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Public funeral arrangements have been set for a former Nora Springs police officer shot and killed in the line of duty last week. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 33-year-old Algona police officer Kevin Cram was trying to arrest 43-year-old Kyle Ricky of Algona at about 8 o'clock last Wednesday night when Ricky allegedly shot and fatally wounded Cram. He died at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Ricky was located and arrested in Minnesota. He has been charged with first-degree murder in Kossuth County and will be extradited to Iowa. A 10-year veteran of law enforcement, Cram served on the Nora Springs Police Department from 2013 to 2015 before joining the Algona Police Department. DPS Commissioner Stephen Byan says he died a hero. The family of Cram has announced public funeral services with visitation from 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening at Algona Community School in the Ed and Betty Wilcox Performing Arts Center. His funeral will be held at the same venue at 10:30 Wednesday morning. The family and select law enforcement will attend a private graveside service at a later time. A memorial fund has been established for the family at Iowa State Bank in Algona. Donations may be dropped off at or mailed into the bank. The man accused of killing Algona police officer Kevin Cram last Wednesday night was in court earlier in the day. According to court records, Ricky was arrested last month for third-degree harassment after his ex-girlfriend contacted the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office saying she had wanted no contact with Ricky by any means. A review of her cell phone showed several missed calls from Ricky and 63 unread text messages from him in a two-hour period. An initial hearing on the simple misdemeanor charge was held last Wednesday morning, with Ricky entering a not guilty plea. A non-jury trial was set for November 3rd, and Ricky was ordered to have no contact with his ex-girlfriend. State legislators who represent Floyd, Chickasaw, Butler, and Bremer counties are scheduled to testify tomorrow when the Iowa Utilities Board resumes proceedings to consider a permit request by Summit Carbon Solutions to build some 680 miles of underground carbon pipeline in Iowa. House District 58 Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City and District 29 State Senator Sandy Salmon of Waverly will appear on behalf of the Republican Legislative Interveners for Justice, which is challenging the safety and legalities of Summit's pipeline project. House District 58 includes most of Floyd County and all of Chickasaw County, while State Senate District 29 includes all of Chickasaw County and most of Floyd County. Sections of Summit's proposed pipeline route would go through both counties, as well as Cerro Gordo, Mitchell, Franklin, and Hancock counties in North Iowa. The IUB has scheduled three more days of hearings for this week, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, at the Cardiff Event Center in Fort Dodge. The IUB hopes to wrap up proceedings by the end of the month. Meanwhile, Navigator CO2 Ventures is hitting the pause button in South Dakota after state regulators denied the company's application to construct a $3.2 billion carbon dioxide pipeline. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader is reporting that the company said in a statement late Thursday that it is postponing some of its right-of-way work in certain areas, like South Dakota and some parts of Iowa. Navigator also said that while some land agents have been released because of the pullback, remaining land teams will continue to work and engage landowners on other parts of the five-state project. The development comes after the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission unanimously rejected the company's permit application to build their Heartland Greenway pipeline after a months-long hearing process. Navigator has not publicly stated whether it intends to reapply for its now-denied permit, but state law allows for the company to pursue that route. The Argus Leader story does not indicate whether Navigator's decisions on South Dakota and Northwest Iowa will have any impact on the company's effort to build portions of its carbon pipeline in North Iowa, including in Floyd, Butler, Bremer, Franklin, Fayette, Buchanan, Delaware, and Hardin counties. A former North Iowa police officer facing almost a dozen counts of sexual exploitation of a minor is taking another shot at a change of venue for his trial. Former Clarksville police officer Michael Tobin is accused of showing sexually explicit images and videos from a pending criminal case to a minor under 18 between September 2021 and February 2022. After the minor reported the activity in March of 2022, Tobin was fired by the city of Clarksville and he was arrested September 1st last year. Tobin has pleaded not guilty to 3 felony counts and 8 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. His trial is currently scheduled to begin October 10th in Butler County District Court. Back in February, defense counsel filed for a change of venue for his trial, citing extensive negative media publicity and his position as a former Clarksville police officer as factors against finding a fair and impartial jury in Butler County. Prosecutors resisted, and after a hearing on the matter, a judge denied the request. Thursday, Tobin's attorney, Nellie O'Mara, filed a new motion for a change of venue, again citing pretrial media publicity and Tobin's notoriety in the small community of Clarksville, including her claim that Tobin's name has come up in most of her criminal cases set in Butler County since the time she was appointed to represent him. O'Mara's new change of venue motion also requests the trial be moved to Mitchell County, since Tobin has extensive family connections in the area. No hearing has been set on the defense's request. Almost a year after he was initially arrested, a Charles City man has agreed to plead guilty to child endangerment. 23-year-old Ezekiel Larson and 20-year-old Madison Gertz were charged on September 19, 2022, after their then 4-month-old infant was injured in Larson's care, but neither had sought medical attention for the child until 4 days later, during which the infant was vomiting and not sleeping or eating. In July, Gertz pleaded guilty to child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. Earlier this month, she was sentenced to 5 years of probation, with a 5-year prison term fully suspended. Friday, Larson also entered a guilty plea with the possibility of a 5-year prison sentence fully suspended and a minimum 3 years of probation. No sentencing hearing has been set. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.